Where is the future Hall of Famer? Where is the closest thing to a Babe Ruth, Hank Aaron, Willie Mays? Does anybody? I mean, you're telling teams are saying they don't want him. I mean, am I hearing this correctly?
Murph, I just don't understand that because, like we talked earlier, a guy that started his career, he's the only player in Major League history, his first 12 seasons hit 30 or more home runs.
Yeah.
The only player. You talk about some Hall of Famers.
Yeah. Well, we talk about the Cardinal business model, okay? The Cardinals have this certain, you know, and it's fantastic. They've done a great job. And they continue to compete every year. They make the playoffs. That's their goal. They want to be in a position to win it. That's their goal. They brought in Goldschmidt 2 years ago. They brought in Nolan Arenado this year. And yeah, there are some drawbacks because Albert Pujols is not the fielder or runner that he was 10 years ago, 20 years ago, whatever. No way. But he's still hitting. Quick quiz. Who has more home runs right now? Paul Goldschmidt or Albert Pujols?
Albert Pujols
does. Yeah, Albert Pujols has more home runs than Goldschmidt. Goldschmidt has more RBIs. Goldschmidt has a higher batting average. But he wouldn't have if Albert wouldn't have gone in this little slump that he's been in for about the last week and a half. But the LA Angels decided that they just couldn't play Albert as a starter anymore. And the story goes that they called him in and said, well, you know, we want you to be on the team, but you can't start anymore. He said, nope. He said, I'm going to be a starter. So he still feels like he has some more left. And he does have some records to shoot for. I mean, 700 home runs would be, I would think, the ultimate that he would, one of the things. And he's, what, 33 away?
Was he 67?
Yeah.
Yeah, so 33.
33 away. In the right ballpark, the right situation.
Busch Stadium.
DH every day. Well, but the National League doesn't have the DH. Now, are there any landing spots? Well, a lot of people. Still, if you look in Vegas on the board, the top team that they're betting, that they're saying he's going to go to, is the St. Louis Cardinals. Now, I know a lot of people are going to say, no way, no, we don't want him back. He walked out on us. He turned his back on us. I heard from some of those people yesterday. I heard from them today, Rick Hayes, this morning. Nope, I'm done with him. I don't want him back. I said, so if the Cardinals announced a major news conference for Monday at noon, you wouldn't, the hair on your arms wouldn't tingle a little bit, and you're wondering what big announcement that they're going to make. And then if the announcement started and Mazalak and Schilt and DeWitt and Albert Pujols walked out and sat down at a table, and Albert Pujols was wearing his number 5, you wouldn't get a little excited about that? Now, granted, I know the first thing they say, well, where's he going to play, Murph? Where's he going to play? Well, some Cardinal fan already said, put him in left field. Well, Tyler O'Neill, see you. Or, you know, if you want to move somebody else, you know. Here's some people, he's been in on the West Coast, right? So he's been kind of out of sight, out of mind for people in the Midwest. I talked to a guy yesterday. Oh, every day I look up, see what Albert's done in the box score. I want to see what Albert's done. Because for 10, 11, 12 years, he was a big part of our lives. He had Babe Ruthian numbers. He did things that only a few men have ever done in baseball. And we took him for granted, let's face it. And then when he said he wanted a new contract and the Cardinals, I thought made a fair offer, but he left. Now, this morning when Rick and I were talking, Rick said, I'm all for loyalty. I said, so you're telling me if the other radio group up the road, up 13 here, wanted to give you 3 times the amount of money that you make right now for doing what you do, you'd turn it down? He said, yes, I would. I said, you're a liar. You're a fool. You're a liar. And Rick's not here to defend himself because he always runs out of here so quick that we can't even wave goodbye at him. But I get it. I get it. But the thing is, he believes in loyalty, and he thinks that Pujols turned his back on the Cardinals. I talked to some other people like that yesterday. How would you feel about that, Jason Carnes? You've got a big Cardinals sweatshirt on.
I wore it on purpose. I just grew up and a big Cardinal fan. My family's a Cardinal fan. You know, going to the games. Mm-hmm. Just it's one of those things I kind of look at. I don't think at all that he turned his back on the Cardinals. I just think that situations happen, and you know, if the right thing is done, then he should be back in the Cardinal uniform and retire as a Cardinal.
Now, I would love to see that, but apparently Albert is not ready to hang it up. One of the first things I heard, oh, can you imagine Yachty and Waino and Pujols all riding off into the sunset, all retiring after this year? Well, number one, I don't think Yachty's going to retire after this year. Waino might, but Pujols says he wants to keep playing.
What's Pujols, 41 years old? Look at the situation.
Well, that's always been in question, yeah, too. You know, the owner of the Angels said he was 137.
No, let's compare. Look at Tom Brady.
Yep.
You know, he's playing every day.
In a much rougher sport.
Yeah. So, Albert Pujols, I think, if the Cardinals wanted to get him at the league minimum.
That's what he would sign at.
League minimum, so you're not having to pay that big contract.
Right. The Angels pay the $30 million. The Cardinals would pay the minimum.
The Cardinal way, you could find a way to get him at first base and possibly put Goldschmidt out in the outfield and makes. I think some of those Cardinals players would, most all of them would open arms, and I think majority of these Cardinal fans would welcome him back.
I would think so. I would think so. As evidence when he came back as an Angel and they gave him these thunderous standing ovations, it seemed like all was forgiven.
Just think how it would be if he does come back in that first time and you got – You'd
have to open up the stadium because they would charge the gates if you didn't.
Full capacity. That around Busch Stadium and Ballpark Village, that would be.
Now, do I think that's going to happen? No, I don't. I think he'll end. I thought he might end up with La Russa.
White Sox.
But Tony came out and said no. So now I'm thinking Matheny and the Royals. But does anybody need a first baseman in the National League where he can play every day? Yes, they do. Cincinnati, Joey Votto. What's it? Thumb? Is it broken?
I don't remember. I know it's his thumb. I just can't remember. Broken or
dislocated?
Yeah, and he's going to be out for weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Weeks, and when he comes back, a thumb swinging a baseball bat, you would think there'd be a little bit of rehab time. So maybe a month, maybe a month and a half.
Go there though. You're not wearing number 5 in Cincinnati.
No. Todd, our old buddy could tell us who that is. You know, he was a diehard Reds fan. Why can't I think of his last name?
Todd Bryant?
Yeah, Todd Bryant. Todd Bryant. Well, that'll cost me. Phone's lighting up already. Hey, you forget me already? But Johnny Bench wore number 5 in Cincinnati, so that's not happening. But I don't think there's any trouble with the number 5 in St. Louis.
No.
I mean, who's wearing that now? Nobody?
I don't think anybody is.
Nobody. So, you know, again, his legs and his fielding, his range has all diminished. You'd almost have to play him at first base. Now, the Angels did have him at third the other night. They had him at third.
Wow.
Because Rendon was hurt. But, you know, I don't think it's going to happen, but I wouldn't rule it out. I think more a likely landing spot is either going to be Kansas City or Oakland, here in Oakland a lot. Any of you guys want to chime in?
I mean, you'd think teams lower in the division standings in the AL would probably want him.
Well,
for DH.
Yeah, with a DH. Yeah, yeah. This I heard early this morning, and this is a text message we got. Mike Trout noted how special it would be if the Cardinals would sign Albert Pujols and said their trip to St. Louis 2 years back was, and this is Mike Trout's words, one of the coolest moments I've ever been a part of. You never know what Albert has up his sleeve. Now, also, I was told this morning that when they announced it to the team, and Madden's the manager, of, you know, the former Cubs manager, when it was announced to the team, Mike Trout openly broke down and wept when they said Pujols was leaving. So, you're talking about El Hombre here.
And you're talking right there, Mike Trout's probably the best overall player in baseball right now.
But his stats can't hold a candle to what Albert Pujols did.
I agree with that.
For those 10 years. Now, granted, that was 20 years ago, 22 years ago. The thing is, the Angels never won a playoff game. The Cardinals have been in 2 World Series since Albert was gone. Now, you could argue that, well, if they had Albert, maybe they'd won one of those or both of those. But That's all water under the bridge. It's like people like to compare who's the best basketball player, LeBron James or Michael Jordan. You get that all the time, all the time, all the time. And so, you know, this week, some of the stuff at work, you were looking at who are the top 10 baseball players of all time. And now, do you include pitchers in that list? If you don't, you just include hitters in that list. And I had a friend say, well, a big Cardinal fan, he said, well, on my list of top 10s, it's going to be Pujols, Musial, and Gibson. Well, I can't argue with that.
Ooh.
I can't argue with those three, okay? But when you make a list of the top 10 in baseball, and depending on if you're a – let's ask the intern. You're a Cubs fan. Mm-hmm. In your top 10 of baseball, would there be any Cubs?
Ernie Banks, probably.
See? Ernie Banks would who I would say. But, you know, if you just run through it, just off the top of your head right now, think of the top 10 of – okay, Babe Ruth, number one. Willie Mays, number two. Hank Aaron, number three. And I'm not putting them in any alphabetical order. I'm just popping them off my – in the Rolodex of my head. So Babe Ruth, Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, Mickey Mantle. Help me out here.
Cy Young, maybe.
Cy Young, possibly. DH?
Ty Cobb.
Ty Cobb. Now you're at six. All right. You got to put him in, even though all the controversy and everything, because he's on every list I see, Barry Bonds. Barry Bonds.
For including pitchers, you got to throw in Nolan Ryan.
Nolan Ryan. You know what? But on a lot of lists, that no people pitchers. Don't include him. But they do include, who was the guy? Roger Clemens. They do. And how can you leave out Randy Johnson? Some of the things he did. So now if you put, if I put Bonds in there, that's eight. We still don't have any pitchers, I don't think.
Mariano Rivera.
Mariano Rivera was the best, you know, arguably the best closer ever. The only guy to go in the Hall of Fame
unanimously. Jeter was one vote off.
Yeah. You leaving out Lou Gehrig? Are you leaving out Joe DiMaggio? Who are you leaving out there? See what I mean? When you get to that, when you get to even that select number of 10, it's tough. It's tough. And most of those lists, I saw one list that was dated 2017. And they said, well, depending on what Albert Pujols does near the end of his career, you know, he's and a surefire Hall of Famer. The torrid stretch he had for those 10, 11 years in St. Louis, nobody came close to except Babe Ruth. Babe Ruth. I mean, Hank Aaron never hit over 50 home runs in a season. I don't think he hit over 40, did he? I mean, he hit 40 several times and 30 a dozen times. But we're talking about 50 home runs. Hank Aaron never did that in a season. You could argue Pete Rose. You could argue, if you're talking about pitchers, you could argue Sandy Koufax. Sandy Koufax just was in the majors 5 years. And then his doctor said, you keep pitching with that arm, it's going to fall off like you do. So he quit. He retired. So you get into that all-time great category. But people say, it doesn't matter, Murph, it's what he's got left right now. Well, then I'm going to say that if the competitive fire of an Albert Pujols, and Jason Carnes, you've seen this, players that are not wanted somewhere or have a dispute with management or you're too old or you don't have it anymore. Let's say Michael Jordan, when he left basketball, and there were a lot of reasons speculated on why he left, but then when he came back, he didn't have any problems, did he?
No.
He came right back and picked up right where he left off. Now, Pujols has not been performing at an Albert Pujols-like level, but what if he gets mad? What if he gets angry and says, I'll show you guys. I can hear the Rocky music playing in the background right now. You know, workout, extra training, better diet. I've got something to prove now. And he comes. Let's say he goes to Kansas City, leads them to the World Series, MVP of the World Series. And you know, and I talked to Scott Hudson yesterday, and Scotty said, yeah, I bet those guys that don't want the DH in the National League are wishing they had it now. Because if the Cardinals have a DH, oh, it's automatic. It's a no-brainer.
He's already signed.
It's a no-brainer, yeah. All right, that's our conversation about Albert Pujols.